Hi, my name is Marvin, and I'm starting this podcast because I come to a point in my life now where I feel that others need to hear that they're not alone in what's going on in the world. No, you're not crazy because you're seeing repeat numbers and patterns. No, you're not going crazy because your world is falling apart around you and you just feel like you can't seem to keep hold of all the pieces. I'm here to tell you, you're not going crazy. In fact, it's quite the opposite. You wake up every day, you get up, assuming you have a family, you kiss your loved ones and you send them off. You wish them the best, you know, you send love to them because that's your family and that's what loved ones do. You do your daily routine, you know, you brush your teeth. You know, you get something to eat, you get yourself ready for work or whatever, school. And you just seem to just, you do the same thing every day, every day, every day. You know, some people, you know, you may enjoy doing the same thing every day. And some people, you know, you just start to think to yourself, you know, is this what every day is going to be like for the rest of my life? Is there any more purpose to, you know, what I'm doing every day? You know, am I getting further ahead? Am I getting further back? You know, you ask yourself these questions, you know. And then eventually you find, you know, yourself going through a series of events that you start realizing that certain things start falling off and you can't seem to keep it together. You know, different patterns of things that you used to do start falling away or become unavailable. You start thinking different. You start seeing things different. And then you start coming across these random YouTube videos and stuff like that of things about seeing repeat numbers. And, you know, as like for me, it was, I always been fascinated by stuff that, you know, the everyday average person don't, I guess, really consider. I always had this feeling like, you know, even though I know I'm from here, you know, I know I'm, my family's my family and everything, but I always just had this feeling inside that, you know, it was just something more. It's just something wasn't right. You know, it was like, I kind of did almost feel like I was in the wrong place, you know, if that makes any sense. But even though physically and everything, I knew that that's my family. This is who I was birthed to, you know, this is my mom, this is my dad, this is my grandparents and everything. You know, but you just like on that soul level, you just knew that there was just more to everything. You know, I grew up fascinated with things like ancient cultures, different type of tribal things, you know, just different cultures in general. Some of them I would just gravitate towards even more. Mine was more of a Egyptian Kemet era and I would say Native American, you know, those things. Oh, and yeah, Japan too, you know, got to put Japan in that. You know, I've always been drawn towards Japanese culture too. But the Egyptian Kemetan culture stood out to me the most, you know, even Norse, you know, culture and everything, all that too. You know, come to find out later, a lot of that stuff is a part of my biology. Go figure that, huh? But I grew up in church like most people, Baptist. Even, as a little boy from four, I would go to church, I would fellowship with my family and everything, and I always genuinely wanted a deep connection with God. I didn't really understand what God was at the time, or who he was, or anything, or even who Jesus was, but I just know that my family was just like, hey, this is, how you connect with God. This is, just different things, how we all sinners and all that and stuff and things. And, a lot of that stuff just, I went along with it. I tried to connect for the, most part of my early life. I just wasn't, there were some things I would feel. I always felt that God was around. I always felt God was in me. I always felt that. And I, do believe in God. I do believe in, various forms of God, and that God is everywhere, and he's, and she is no one thing. Okay. I believe that. I just wasn't stuck in the rigid, dogmatic version of the way people was putting things out, like it just almost kind of just seemed, I don't know, it's, not knocking anybody for being, diehard in their faith or however they, participate in their practices. I'm not saying that at all, not at all. Only thing I'm just saying is, my experience with, growing up in everyday church, I felt that, there's a lot of truth in what I was hearing, and but there was just always this side of me that just always felt like something was missing, they're leaving something out, or, this isn't, the end all be all. I just always felt like that, And I do believe that there's truth to all the faiths and religions and stuff, and in some form or fashion. I just don't really like really getting into the politics of religion and things, because I feel that everybody has their own way they connect to God. And I had my different ways, when growing up. I would get to myself, imagine, different ways of, how, I'm connected to God, and who God was. I just would always think about these things, and then you have your, family members and different people, just people you grew up around or whatever, who just probably just found you, I guess, a bit peculiar or strange. And then you would do different little things. That felt normal to you, like, play a certain way, or just entertain yourself a certain way or whatever. And they just shut you down at every turn, whatever it was, creativity, just seeming to be like you had some kind of innovative spirit to just come up with your own thing, and they would just shut you down, with name calling or whatever, or just putting you down or whatever, and just feeling like just draining all the creative energy out of you. Well, growing up, I was a very imaginative kid. Like most kids probably are. Always wanted to express love and, just, I guess, do normal things kids did, but I didn't have the easiest, the best upbringing for this examples. But here and there, God would send different people my way to make sure I had some type of catalyst of knowing right from wrong, but kind of, grew up, in a bit of a struggle, like, anybody else usually, low income type housing styles and things like that. I had a lot of good times, in my family growing up, and I had a lot of traumatic things happen that most little kids probably shouldn't even have to even witness or go through. But the hard reality of it is that I, our kids do experience a lot of things that we probably don't even, we're not even aware of, because a vast majority of people don't take time to sit and ask their kids, how was your day, or just take time to say, I love you, or I care about you, or I speak this into your life. You know, I see great things for you because, you know, you're my child. You know, I love you. You know, everything in me that God puts in me, you know, to love you, I express to you. You know, some kids don't get that. You know, you have a lot of kids that just finding ways to, I guess, discover what they think love is. And they just, before they even have a chance to even have a catalyst of deciphering what's good or bad, they already being taught these, being bombarded every day by things that's telling them what love is and it's really not. Or bad examples of the way life supposed to work, and it's ended up being a perpetual pattern of a downhill spiral, because to them, this is what reality is. This is what everybody says it is. This is what everybody's doing. And then you find yourself growing up in a bad pattern of making bad decisions. And you just realizing, why can't I seem to get ahead? Why can't, you know, why things keep being pulled away from me? You know, and then you get reached to this point that you realize, you know, it's something's not right. Something's not adding up. You just seem to have this dark cloud over your head everywhere you go. Doors slamming in your face, people rejecting you at every turn. And you start realizing that you need to start doing some soul searching and things like this, because what's happening to you is not normal. Right? But then the whole time you realize that everything that was happening to you, that in some way end up in being the best stuff that ever happened to you, because it's building character in you. I mean, at the time somebody tell you some stuff like that, you probably would have thought they were nuts. I would have thought they was crazy. But then after a while you start realizing, hey, you know, I need to really start reaching out, you know, for this faith wise, you know, prayer or whatever. There's got to be something bigger than me out here, because this stuff's not normal the way all these blocks are happening. So then you start realizing that, I'm sorry, bear with me, this is my first time, you know, actually even attempting to make a podcast. I'm just basically just putting my story out there, hoping that it helps somebody who may be going through a hard time at this time, you know, through this true awakening that's happening. Maybe they can, it just can help them see that they're not by themselves in this. If you experienced a hard life, if you just seemed like you just couldn't get ahead on anything, I'm just letting you know, you're not by yourself. And it's a reason why all this is happening. It's happening because it's helping you become the best version of yourself at a soul level. That might not make sense at the time, but I guarantee you and I promise you, if you start digging and you start researching and you start just sitting and listening to your own intuition and realizing that most of the people that told you that you were crazy didn't even know anything about what they were talking about. The stuff that was happening to you was actually really happening to you, because you've been sent there for a reason to do whatever your assignment is around this time. You know, a lot of people are waking up. Some people started waking up around 2012. I guess I was one of those people who started waking up around 2012, because my life totally like went to crap. You know, but I can say I do have, you know, amazing people that's still a part of my life that I love and care about. And a lot of people of them are lost along the way, and some of them I've gained that I'm very grateful for. I'm just letting you know, beautiful soul, you know, male, female, whoever, adult, adolescent, child, God has a purpose for your life. You are going through these things not to drive you crazy, not to drive you mad, but to bring out the best in you at a soul level, to allow you to wake up from the illusion of everyday life that you have pulled over your eyes. You know, I'm just going to say that a lot of stuff that you see on TV, a lot of things you hear on the radio, a lot of things people tell you, that's not real life. You know, you may be experiencing this and things like that, and life might not even be making any sense to you. You know, I'd be the first to say, you know, a lot of times life don't make sense to me. But one thing, I do trust in the process. I do believe everything happens for a reason. And that a lot of things happen in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Whether it's person, place, thing. You wake up at different points in your life, being triggered by different things. If you're going through a dark period right now, you may be experiencing something that's called the dark night of the soul. They happen at moments of growth in our life. Go with it. It may be tough, it may be hard, but I guarantee you, stay strong. Stay praying, stay trusting, stay believing, stay having faith. Don't give up on God, and don't give up on yourself. And trust and believe, you're not by yourself. You have angels that's assigned to you, that's been with you since before you were born. You have relatives that have crossed over who's still with you. You have people that you have never even met that's here to assist you in your purpose, that's walking with you every day. You know, angels popping in and out of your life that may take the form of people or pets or animal friends, I should say, because I really don't believe in the term pet. Again, you know, I'm brand new to this. If I didn't introduce myself in the beginning, I apologize. My name is Marvin. I'm going to continue to try to put more of these out. I'm just basically just getting my story out there, saying this is an amazing time in life for us. We are experiencing a time that most people would say is biblical, prophetic, or whatever you form you believe in. I just say that I trust in divinity. I trust in spirit. I trust in God. And I believe in Mother Earth. And I believe in the soul. And I know all this is happening for a reason. So whatever your purpose, you find out your purpose is, whatever faith or whatever religion, just realize that you have a soul inside you that's begging to awaken and to be followed and to be fellowship with. Trust that voice, intuition. Trust that voice of God that's in you. You'll know it because it'll be leading you towards the right thing. That sits right with your soul, not telling you the wrong thing. If you're hearing a lot of negative voice or not a lot of self-talk in your head, I'm going to tell you this. It's not you. It's not your natural voice, because your soul would never tell you terrible things against yourself. You listen to that innate knowing inside you that God sent you here for a divine purpose. And again, my name is Marvin. I wish you love and light and peace, and hope to talk to you again soon. Y'all be blessed.